It's great, you know, just coming back, getting all the guys back together. Everybody showed up, you know, everybody want to win. And, I mean, it just feels good, though, at the end of the day. I feel like it was just been so long, the off season, just being without these guys, just being around them. And I can see the fire in guys' eyes. You know, they want to do better this year.
How was the passing camp that you guys held down in Fort Lauderdale?
It was very good. We had a great turnout. I think probably one or two guys didn't show that said they was going to come. But overall, we had an amazing time. The DBs came out. The receivers came out. The quarterbacks came out. And just threw around. You know, you get a little timing down. And Matt been working with someone in the offseason, you know, as far as his quarterback situation. And, you know, just going out there, just getting the timing down. But everything overall was pretty good.
How did you and Muhammad hit it off down there?
Oh, it was good. He's not a guy, you know, feel like, you know, he know everything. He's willing to learn and listen. You know, there's a few things because it's a new scheme he's coming into, a new offense. And, I mean, he listened to me. You know, it was certain things I was like, hey, this is what we're looking for on this route. I mean, next time he was up there to run a route, he did it perfect. So, He's gonna be great for us.
Your first 5 years, you always had Roddy right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
How different is it to not hear his voice? I guess first and foremost, and always in your ear.
I mean, the voice is always gonna be there because I mean, I learned a lot from him. You know, the way I work. You know, and I mean, he passed along some great traits to me, so now I can teach other guys. And, like, that's what I was just talking about with Sanu. I feel like that was the righty in me, you know, just to coach up other guys, you know, and not be selfish. It's just so easy to, you know, just keep all that wisdom to myself and not share it, you know what I'm saying? Feel like someone's stepping on your toes or whatever, but we all here to win.
How can the offense be better in 2016?
We just got to be more consistent. We were just so up and down last year. We really couldn't find an identity for ourselves. And, you know, just with this off season, we got time. It was Kyle's first year last year. And, you know, and all of us as well, our first time in that scheme. So we just got to find our identity, and it should be better.
Matt talked about being more comfortable going into the second year of the scheme. As you look back, do you think maybe you lacked comfort in the scheme last year in the first year of the scheme?
I mean, I believe in everything, you know, Kyle do and put in, you know, for me, it just, like I said, it's just not that identity, like what we're going to be, you know, you got to be consistent. You got to be great at certain things. And, I just feel like we were just everywhere. We really didn't have an identity. I believed in everything he put in, you know, but my thing was, you know, just being consistent and going out there and knowing what we was going to do. I don't know. That's up to them. You know, I'm just here to do whatever. I'm comfortable with whatever they want to do.
You don't have an opinion about what you would like your offense's identity to be?
I mean, dominate, of course. Like, we're going to go out there and kick, you know, that, you know, but – and that's the mindset, you know, but certain games, defense is going to give us certain things, but we still got to have, a set amount of plays that we known for. And certain things that we're going to do.
So. There were times last year where maybe you guys didn't have that mindset, whether in attitude or scheme or play calling or whatever?
I definitely think all last year, it was always up. We always had stuff in to do it. You know, it was just certain times. We didn't call it. We didn't get it, you know, handled properly on the field. Like, if Kyle calls the play and we don't execute. Or whatnot. So I mean, it was definitely times up, but like I said, we just didn't know who we were and what we was going to do on certain situations.
Matt told us a little bit about the new makeup of the locker room, different configuration.
Yeah.
What's that like for you? Who are your new neighbors?
I got Freeman beside me. I'm on the corner, so it's just free, really. So he talks a lot, but it's good. You know, it's good. He asks a lot of questions, as he should, though. You know, he's still a young guy, you know. But just moving forward, he's going to be great. And, you know, as you seen last year, the potential is there, and he's studying. He still want to learn right now. I mean, he's studying, asking questions, so it's going to be good. But I like the layout. It's very open, and guys just can mingle. You know, we can sit down. It's different guys. It's not like, all right, the lineman over here, the quarterback's here, the receiver's here. Like, everybody just mixed up. Defense, offense is kind of mixed up as well. So just the bond, you know, we're trying to connect here. This year is connect more. And that's what we're headed for right now.
You were right across from Roddy. He talked a lot, so it must be kind of
he was across from me, so it would, you know, I can kind of tune him out every now and then. But Free is, like, literally, he's right here, so I can't. I just got to take it.
Julio, I'm curious for your thoughts on the subject. Megatron, he retired. Guys are starting to retire maybe earlier than expected. Just what are your opinions on that? What's your opinion to see him step away from the game?
I mean, I don't fault anyone from stepping away from the game. I think he had bad knees or something. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what was his, you know, whole everything behind why he retired. But, like, for me speaking for myself, like, if I was ever to think about retiring, it's just like when my game started declining and I feel like I can't go anymore or do the things I can usually do, that's when I, you know, saying you hang it up, like, because, I mean, you can only give what you got, you know, and then now you've been, I don't want to say stupid, but, you know, you just want to be able to live a life after football. You want to be able to walk around. You don't want to, you know, just little things. So, I mean, like, if anybody's considering retirement, I'm all for it. You know, you got to live your life. Like, you know, I can't live your life for you. You know what you want to do with your life, and after football, what you want to do. So,
how many years do you want?
I'm year to year, you know. I'm year to year. You know what I mean? Nah, man. It's, you know, I'm just gonna keep going. It's, like I said, I feel like I have a decline in my game, and I can't go. It's like I can't overcome something because I'm very tough, and I have a high tolerance for pain, and, you know, all of the above. And, like, if I feel like I can't go, I just can't go. You know what I'm saying? Like, other people tell me I can't go, and I know I can still go. You know, so when I can't go, then it's time.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Julio, I'm sorry. Can I ask more?
Yeah, go ahead.
You spent, I think it was a picture, you spent some time with Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
The Alabama guys that are getting ready for the draft, what is your advice to them?
Alabama guys, you know, just keep an open mind. You know, we all grew up, well, not me, but we all grew up with favorite NFL teams, and, you know, guys want to go here, go there. Even some, you know, just the media and everybody else just saying, oh, you predicted to go here, or whatever, and then they get their hopes up and they don't go there, then they down. Then you don't want to have that, you know, that rookie year you come in and you down, you miss that year to have fun. I mean, it's opportunity. Take full advantage of it, hit it running, and have fun.
How many of those guys have you talked to? Derek?
Yeah, just mainly Derek. We worked out together down there. But, you know, all the guys, you know, they come up, talk to me, whatever. But just give them a little advice here and there. But at the end of the day, just be themselves and, you know, and always be willing to learn and listen to the older heads. When you go to an organization, you know, someone's going to take you under their wing and help you out.
What advice did you give to Reggie Ragland?
I can't tell you that. That's private. We thinking about getting him a son? What's up? You know something I don't know?
No, I don't know.
Well, let me know. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, we were just talking. Same thing, same kind of speech, basically. I gave it to Derek. Just on, you know, it's an opportunity. Just have fun with it.